Christ is born.
Glorify Him.
When we carefully look at the icon of Nativity, we will see that Christ is looking a little bit strange. Actually, the whole icon is looking a little strange. And there is a reason for it. Icons are painted to depict what is heard in the Gospel. But the Nativity icon is one of few icons that I know that also foreshadows what will happen to Christ. The icon of the Nativity is dominated by mountain range with a cave which symbolizes hell. And many of the icon's elements prefigure the passion of Christ. Theotokos is the burning bush that has given birth to Christ, who is wrapped like a corpse and placed in a tomb. The sign of a wrapping of the infant in swaddling clothes is explained to us by Tertullian. He says that by being wrapped in swaddling clothes, Jesus began his entombment. He began his path to crucifixion. The swaddling clothes of the babe and the shroud of the dead are woven by the same artisan. The cradle and the tomb share the same source. If sin had not produced the tomb and the shroud, then there would not have been any wrappings or cradle. The difficulties of birth are actually beginning of death. And so the cradle is the forerunner of the tomb, and the swaddling clothes are the first element of funeral shroud. Why the Son of God, who wills to be wrapped in the swaddling clothes, provide through them a symbol of life, of constant mortification? No matter who we are, if we wish to follow Christ, we must also cross the valley of the shadow of death on our way to rebirth in eternal life. Every temptation must be cut off. Every movement of self-will must be ceased. Every worldly lust must be put to death. We have to mortify ourselves who are so connected to the world. Like Christ who is wrapped in a cloth, we must guard our inner freedom. And Saint Nicodemus says that we must open our eyes only to look calmly at the bounds of our old self. And by doing so, we must come to mortify our vision itself. He's talking about eyes. We must guard our lips so that they only breathe the exclamation of prayer. That's why I always encourage you to say the Jesus prayer, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Every single breath, remembrance of God, remembrance of who we are. A life of self-mortification is an obvious sign that we follow the path of Christ. For the tomb of the old man is the cradle of the new. If the infancy and swaddling clothes of the God-man are sign of his deep humility and death, then his manger is a depiction of his inconceivable self-emptying. Christ already diminished himself before the angels through his humanity. And by assuming infancy and the swaddling cloth, Christ assumed that which is most demeaning to mankind. Christ did something more. He descended even further than that. And then the Word was inseparably with God, was found with the irrational beasts. Do you see how the sign of the newborn Savior in Bethlehem is not only given to the shepherds from Bethlehem, but to every one of us to lead us on our spiritual path to Christ? Have we come to Bethlehem? And if not, what does our soul search for? Have we pursued Him with the same relentlessness, tirelessness, and faithfulness as a humble shepherd that came with haste and found Christ? This past fasting season, 40 days, showed us how difficult it seems to us to empty ourselves, We do not love to diminish ourselves. Rather, we prefer self-glorification to grow in self-will, sinful desires, and false glory. How often do we carelessly trample on and boldly tear apart Christ's swaddling clothes? We desire to live instead of dying, instead of dying to be born into new life, a life with Christ. And this death is not physical, but death which separates us from worldly desires, which keep us away from Christ. When we die to these desires or renounce the world, we are reborn to live with Christ. Let us greet Christ, who descended from heaven for us with love, nothing else, with huge love for us. Then he will greet us with mercy as we ascend to heaven. If anyone has already come to him with the shepherds, let him return from the glory of the King back to simplicity of faith, glorifying God. If anyone has come to Bethlehem from Jerusalem with the Magi, let him not return to Herod to boast what they have found. Let not the mystery of the King of Glory be made as a weapon for the rulers of the darkness of this world that seek the young child to destroy him. Christ is born.